Let's go, boys!
It's time for the greatest little internet radio show, Blow the Whistle. Always live on SportsTownChicago.com and on Twitch at SportsTownShot. Tyler, Butterball, Buterball.
Jackson Mahomes.
Dude, you are so stupid. I knew this kid was going to be a complete meth, like a youth mess. Not meth. Sorry. Not meth.
That might be part of it.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you have learned that your brother doesn't even let you go on the field anymore to his games? He sticks you up in a freaking suite.
See, I think he needs to go to Allstate because when you're covered by mayhem, you'll be better protected.
Andrew Pepe Ballantyne.
IMG Academy for being sold for $1.5 billion to the Endeavor Group, who bought WWE and UFC.
No way.
Yeah. How can you say that high school's sports is not about business when the IMG Academy, who is supposed to be a legitimate high school, goes for $1.25 billion to Endeavor Corporation? Are you kidding me?
It's game time.
David, Double D Dykstra.
Not the sixth round.
Nah.
Not the seventh round.
Mm-mm.
Not even a free agent signee.
Nope.
You go out and draft your backup quarterback to Jordan Love. And yes, I said backup quarterback, because if you look at that quarterback room, nobody, nada, zip, zilch, nothing. For every Bears fan that is out there right now, hope and pray to God that Jordan Love twists his ankle so bad that you get to see this godforsaken mess.
Oh my God.
That is Sean Mother Trucking Clifford.
Let's get her.
Tyler Buterbaugh, Andrew Ballantyne, and David Dykstra. Your greatest little internet radio show everywhere you go.
Let's go, boys!
Let's get it, baby.
How's it going, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages? We are Blow the Whistle here on twitch.tv/SportsTownShy. Did you like a little Bane there, buddy? I did a little Bane.
That was like
for
a mix
you.
Of Stitch and Bane. They had a baby.
I'm not a big Stitch guy.
Mohammed is family.
I've never been
born in the darkness, blinded by it.
I've never been a huge Lilo and Stitch guy. Never been a fan
really?
Of Lilo and Stitch.
I liked it. It's lower
on the totem pole for me.
It's definitely about it. Fits right there with Fast and Furious, all about that family, you know? That movie gets way different if you think about Vin Diesel being in it.
It's just that meme where it's like two hands.
It's fantastic, actually.
Oh, please, Disney, if you're listening, please put him in the live-action movie for just so he can just go, we're Ohana. Ohana means family.
Make an older version of Stitch, and it's Vin Diesel.
No. Let's not get it twisted. He's going to go from Groot to Lilo. Or no, Stitch.
Stitch. He's just painted blue. It's not even him in a costume.
It's just
Vin Diesel there. On his head.
Blue Man Group.
I'm blue.
Ba dee da da ba da da dee da da. Family.
I know it's about a family. Hey, there you go. Now you got your lines down. Awesome.
And then The Rock could be the big orange guy.
Actually, they're doing a live action version of Moana.
Are they?
Yeah, and The Rock will be playing.
That. I mean, he's got to.
They got his tattoos on the cartoon character. Yeah. They have to.
It's his voice, it's his body art. I mean, come on. Can he gain?
Except
that
you're
much
welcome.
Weight?
I don't think you need him to gain that much weight.
Who?
The Rock.
The Rock. Although,
he needs to get bigger.
Yeah, right,
although, exactly. Central Intelligence, I mean, you saw Fat Rock.
Well, I mean, that was all CGI. But
I don't care. Right. You can CGI it a little bit.
Yeah.
That was funny.
I still have to watch that movie.
You'd see a Fat Rock. You haven't seen it yet?
No. I was very reluctant to go watch it, but you guys say it's good. Everybody's told me it's good.
Funniest part was
it is the best Chris Rock film. Or Chris Rock.
Kevin
Hart, Chris, or
The Rock. I'm done.
Dwayne Johnson, Kevin Hart film.
Dwayne Johnson, Kevin Hart.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, to me, the Jumanji is the best one they've done, so I'll check
that's,
this out.
That's more... Okay, so let me...
I know
let
it's
me,
a more me, central cast
Let
there.
Me put it to you this way.
Yeah.
That is more of a family feel movie
yeah.
where Central Intelligence gets a little dirty.
Okay.
It's a little dirty with it.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
And I think
you see more of their chemistry.
Forth, yeah.
In Central okay. Intelligence.
All right. I mean, anytime I've seen them do like an interview, they always seem to be solid. So
them do impersonations of each other is fantastic.
Oh, it's wonderful. The other one so was good. The one where they're slapping each other with the tortillas.
Yeah.
And Kevin's like, all right, you got to take it like 50%, man. You can't go full time. Because otherwise, you can't go off the ground.
You cannot go full tortilla. Yeah.
No full tortilla. Just half tia it.
Half tia.
You've got a half tort.
Half tort.
I hate to tell you this, but half tia only means like when the ant gets cut in half in my family.
Yeah, so. That's not good.
That's when they shrink.
He said tia, and I'm like, I don't want to see half sisters.
Yeah.
No.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That's not good.
I didn't think that through.
That's actually my sister's name. My all my kids call my sister Tia.
Really?
Yeah, because they come from Portuguese backgrounds. Yeah. So Tia in Portuguese is also
sister?
Aunt.
Or aunt.
Aunt.
I mean, yeah,
it's aunt. For me. Yeah.
Tio is uncle.
So that being said, I'm not gonna
I'm bilingual.
When
That's like one of my buddies who finally, not Tom, a different guy who finally went out to like an Italian restaurant. And he's like, I'm ethnic now. And I was like, I don't think that's how it works, buddy.
Let me tell you about my friend.
Oh,
I had spicy shrimp. I'm ethnic.
Exactly. I was like, that's not how this works.
I had one of my buddies that I worked at the Home Depot with. A family comes up and they're like, do you speak Spanish? And mm-hmm. he just goes, muy pequeño. And so they ask him a full-on question in Spanish, and he's just sitting there like blank stare. He's like, yeah, let me go get someone to translate for you. I'm like, buddy, just don't try. Like, it's okay.
I mean, I've been in that boat before, too.
Instead of using the full phrase, when people ask me all the time, I go un poquito.
That's what I say.
Más o menos.
No, just un poquito.
My thing always is I don't like talking in Spanish. So.
And most Spanish people will be like, okay, this dude has no idea how to speak any Spanish,
right.
except for, I was lucky enough to work in the restaurant industry where you pick up stuff.
Right.
Now, I can't say the phrase that the lovely.
Yeah, you can't say that.
Hispanic women used to say to me every morning, and I used to think it was a compliment until somebody told me what it actually meant.
What was it that was calling you?
I can't say it on air, but I can tell you that it meant dumb. Dumb.
Oh.
Yeah. You've told this story before.
Yeah, I think you have.
You've heard the story.
I think so, yeah.
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 That's funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, welcome to Blow the Whistle. We're going to get to some sports here in a little bit.
Woo!
I think we're going to try and touch on a little bit of everything because I kind of want to get everybody's opinions on some stuff. But first and foremost, you know, let's hit the big time and let's talk a little NBA.
You want to start off with NBA?
Wow.
I know. Okay. Look at these guys. These guys. What?
Dykstra wants to talk basketball?
Okay.
I'm down for that.
Yeah.
And it's for no other reason that LeBron James is in the semifinals.
Woo.
The man, the myth, the legend. He will finally do something that Michael Jordan never achieved, and that is win an in-season tournament.
It's funny you say that because I was just thinking in my head this morning.
Oh, it's going to be the thing that he says puts him over the top in the Jordan.
Did Jordan ever win a bubble championship? Did Jordan ever win an in-season tournament game?
No,
he hasn't.
So
LeBron's a GOAT.
So to me, I will say this much. It does look like certain teams are taking this kind of seriously and playing hard.
I will admit, it has been fun to watch. I've been kind
of
keeping
up with
it.
It's been more, like, at the very beginning, it was hard to watch. Number one, because of the courts, and number
those
two.
Those courts are gone.
Yeah, those courts were bad.
Give me a headache, dude.
The Bulls one, everybody was making fun of it.
Bulls was...
It's too much red.
I gotta say, the Bulls was better compared to others.
Really?
Yes.
That's too much red.
Design-wise, it was better.
It hurts my eyes.
Color-wise...
Too much damn
red. And it's not just them. There were a lot of teams that were just like, oh, like, put a highlighter basically on the court. You're gonna hurt. Everybody was like, I got a headache from watching the Pelicans. The Dallas Mavericks made me, I can't even look at a slushie anymore because it's so blue. I mean,
drink an extreme slushie and not know it?
Exactly.
I was confused with the Pacers.
Yeah, that was were a little off.
My thing was like,
did they go colorful?
Very blue, and then like graffiti in, like it says Indy. But I'm just like, I mean, obviously, I get the
it's
Indy,
not bad.
But the graffiti just threw me off.
See, if I'm the Indiana Pacers, I understand why your name is the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah.
But embrace the culture that is Indiana basketball and go like wheat fields in a basketball,
right.
Random basketball hoops that's, in the wheat fields.
That's why the graffiti threw me off.
Yeah, or, like, or
Indy's full of graffiti.
Pay more into the Indianapolis 500.
You got hard mofos coming out of Indy like Mario.
That's true. And yes, Scotty, yes, you're correct. The jerseys are actually worse. I agree with that. Some of those.
Scotty, no one asked you for your opinion, especially today with some of the hot takes you were giving out. You're not allowed
you're
to talk.
You're still in hot take suspension.
Go to your room.
Go to your room.
Bad, Scotty, bad. No, but that being said, I'll be honest with you.
It's been way better.
Okay, I'm about to make a declaration.
Okay.
If the New Orleans Pelicans win the in-season tournament, I will claim the Pelicans as my team.
Okay.
I will finally make a decision.
Team?
I will finally pick a team in the NBA.
What is it about the Pelicans?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Zion.
That's fair.
And they're Duke South.
For right now.
No, actually, I really like CJ.
Did you guys see that video that got leaked about Zion? Apparently he was...
There's another video out there leaked by Zion?
Not a dirty one. it was after
you
they
gotta ask. You gotta ask.
You gotta be specific, kids. Yeah, there's a couple.
There's plenty. It was at the United Center, and it was after whenever they played the Bulls last, and he was talking to one of the Bulls people, like one of their.
Yeah.
It wasn't Alyssa.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, we're
good.
I think I know what you're talking about. I do think I know this.
But basically, they were talking about he was saying, like, when can I come play with you guys and stuff like that.
Yeah, he hates New Orleans.
New Orleans is frustrating because they're a good team, but the ownership, and honestly, they're well-run because Griffin, the GM, was the one that put together that Cavaliers team that won a championship. But there's no... The ownership is so reluctant to commit to everybody,
mm-hmm.
and it's frustrating the whole organization. Like, they're not trying to bring in pieces and then pay everybody. Like, they want to try and keep everything minimal on the cheaper side because they don't want to pay into the luxury tax. But if you want to win, you got to pay into the luxury tax. That's how it's done.
Yeah, you get dinged for it.
I mean...
Yeah, so it's like...
They've got an unbelievable solid team. Bobby.
McCollum, Ingram, Zion.
Yeah. Playing really good. I know
Murphy has not missed since coming back. Jones is maybe one of the best defensive wings we've seen in a long time. Like, they're stacked with talent. They're stacked. But for whatever reason, everybody is miserable.
And it's Duke South.
And that might be part of it, too.
That's part of it. Yeah.
Secretly, Mike Krzyzewski is pulling the strings. I don't know. He might be. Who knows?
No.
He's
no
chilling.
Chance.
He's retired. He's good.
He's trying not to have an aneurysm because of all the talent that's on Duke that's underperforming right now.
I was going to say, he's probably going,
God.
This team should only have one loss. I could do this. I could come back. And his wife is going, no! You're done.
John's got it. He's just a little young. You have to let him grow into the position.
But I could do it, honey. I could really do it. No!
He was at an early practice this year.
He was, yeah.
And legitimately, first time I've ever heard Krzyzewski say this, this team could be legendary.
They got enough talent.
If you play the game right. And I went,
yeah.
I've never heard Krzyzewski say that. And I went, ooh.
Although this is...
And now all of a sudden...
Is it about New Orleans?
No, he said that about Duke.
Saying,
this
oh,
year.
Wow.
He said that about Duke.
And I went, ooh.
Yeah.
But now all of a sudden, Filipowski, you know, doesn't know how to play basketball. You're supposed to, listen, Filipowski, this is your job. You're supposed to foul somebody really hard, smile, so you're the hated white guy on the team. That's your job.
Your new Christian Laettner.
That's it.
Until
that's
Cooper
your job.
Flag gets there.
Duke's always has a guy like that.
Does that not have Duke written all over
it, course.
Too?
Cooper Flag is total Duke.
He's the next J.J. Redick.
He might be better than
better.
J.J. Redick.
He's
far.
Better. But
I don't know if he'll be as mean, though. That's the thing. J.J. was
a jerk? Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Words cannot 100%. Be expressed.
So I guess my question to you, would you consider this a win, a fail, or to be determined for Silverman and the NBA?
I mean, I would still put it determined. I mean, it has gotten it like you said, a lot of teams they seem like they're really into it. I think it's just because the whole there's an actual competitiveness side to it. Like, it's not just
competitiveness
to it. And
see, that's why I don't open up stuff on that side of the computer.
I know.
No,
keep
the one of those pots down.
Sorry.
No,
sorry,
you're fine. I mean, I've noticed that too. But there's something to actually play for here.
God, and I think.
Might happen a couple times.
Hey, he's been off the board for a while.
I'm just giving him a little.
No,
stuff.
I know.
It's all out of love, man.
It's all good. Well, we have something to discuss off the edge. So
he's already nicer.
When we get to a break, don't worry. We won't talk about it now, but we will talk about it afterwards. So.
But no, the fact that there's something to play for, and these players are playing out to actually win, that's what's made it a little interesting, and it's something different aside from the blinding of the courts and some of these jerseys that just don't look good.
Yeah. My question, okay,
but I think they're in the right direction.
You were talking
changing
about
the NBA.
You were talking about the absolutely. Blinding of the courts. I wonder if it's that bad in person.
Oh, I've heard it is. I've talked to
when I
talk to like Bill or Chuck or Rich, because they're right down there. Court side.
You ask Alyssa.
I'd ask
Alyssa, do you see red for like 3 days after the game?
Burning her retinas, and she's just like, no, it looks fine. And her eyes are like all wide.
I asked
why
them, like,
did everybody?
How does the court look like in person? Yeah. They're like, it's a lot of red. Like,
it is.
Yeah.
It's so much.
Alyssa comes back and goes, why did you dye your hair red?
But I like that. I like that they're going with something different, because I think when they brought the City Edition jerseys, that was fun.
That helps a lot.
That was like, all right, something cool, and then plus something fans can buy because it's something different. I mean, obviously each year is a hit or miss with these jerseys, but I mean, changing up the court is. I like what they're doing with it. I think.
Yeah.
They need to do a little bit different with it.
Yeah, our guy Nick Johnson, the dude, has come in. He said new Grayson Allen for I guess Cooper Flag.
No, he's gonna be. Way
better than
way
Grayson.
Way better than Grayson Allen.
He also just chimed in. He said, Durant turned 360 on it, so it's a win for the league. He said it was dumb at first, but it's true, he did. And then he said he felt like a playoff. It felt like a playoff atmosphere, so it was worth it. Didi thinks the camera was just an awful filter on it. It can't possibly be that bad in person. I would hope not.
I've got to think it's not as bad as it looks.
Maybe not. It depends probably where you're sitting too, because I'm sure you're sitting close to it. You're right up there. I'm sure you're
the
probably
lights
like,
are bouncing off
of
it.
You're probably just like, oh my God. But probably if you're farther back, it's probably like, it's not that bad. Because I've seen some pictures from people and it's like, it's not the worst. But here's the thing. You have to have a good camera. Because if you have a bad camera,
it's
like,
going to...
Like the worst quality kind of thing. Yeah. Oh, it accents everything. It looks like
all
just,
the defaults.
Yeah. I will say, according to what I found here by Forbes, the ESPN and TNT for the tournament games, they're averaging 1.5 million viewers, and that's a 26% increase according to them. So
it's not horrible.
That's pretty good. And I agree with Nick. I think he's on point.
So
it's better than the summer camp.
Oh, say okay.
Oh, the Vegas games.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, the Vegas games, everybody's just trying to feel out either the rookies or like get back in shape.
Right.
And you're throwing 20 guys to the wind to try and be like, who's gonna make the team? Like, I mean, and who's gonna play on the G League team? So
it used to be more fun.
Yeah.
So it's to down watch. To the Lakers and the Pelicans in the West, and Celtics
and Milwaukee. No, not Celtics. No, they did win. They did win. I was thinking Indiana won.
No.
Indiana won the last game.
Yeah.
So
So it's some of the best of best.
I was going to say, yeah. Can we sit here and say that, like, at least in the East, you might be getting a preview here, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
You really might.
This is definitely a playoff preview. That's the fun thing of it.
I mean, the Bucks were dropping points in their last game. What was it, 145, 146, right?
Yeah, something like that.
And I would be remiss.
146, yeah.
If we don't show the respect that is deserved to our man Mario's guy, Mr. Dame Dimes, Damian Lillard. He's
proven his worth.
He's... You got to wonder if Giannis is just like, thank Jesus.
This is what Milwaukee needed to do. Because I think Giannis was close on just leaving. So, I mean...
Oh, yeah. He was absolutely like, I'm 1 foot out the door if we don't get this thing going.
I love that pickup for Milwaukee. That was fantastic. Everybody's, and that's all they needed.
Yeah. Well, then they can sacrifice that because they're like, okay, so Dame's playing for like another 3-4 years. Maybe we give him a new deal. Boom. He's sticking around with Giannis. Giannis is going to be here for a while. We're going to be running this table for a while.
I want to know what went to Dame's head.
You know Dame was going, Miami, here I come. I'm going to be on South Beach. Yeah. Milwaukee. What?
But you know what? I feel like he's...
Didn't he have to okay it, though? He had a no trade, didn't
he? I believe
he?
So. I think he had. Well, I mean, he was okay with. He wanted to go to a contender no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if Milwaukee was old Milwaukee, where there was, you know, you're barely 500.
Old Milwaukee.
Not, yeah. Exactly.
Brandon Jennings. Nobody,
oh, God. That was young Giannis. That was in the early days. But yeah, he's not coming to Milwaukee. No way. He's going to Miami.
Yeah.
But with this team, he saw the potential. We all saw the potential. It just didn't feel like it was going to happen because we all thought the Heat was the place. They're going to championships. Why wouldn't you go hook up with the Miami Heat? That's Jimmy Butler. That's one of your dudes. This is the team. This works perfectly for him. You score inside, big man. I'll dish out the ball and I'll shoot from the arc. We're all living happy.
That's what they need. They need a
even
true
Chris
point
Middleton's
guard.
Like, I don't have to do much.
I just don't have to do much.
I'm gonna just shoot. I'm okay.
I'm gonna stand right here behind this line. You just throw me the ball
my
when you want to.
My knees don't work as well. Dame's like, I got you, man.
Lopez is just like, I can actually shoot threes too. Let Giannis sit
and
down.
That's the thing.
Everybody
looks rejuvenated from this move. Like, you bring him in, and everybody looks better.
And it's like, it's crazy. Like, I never thought I would say this, but I'm liking just watching Milwaukee play.
Yeah, me too.
It's just fun. Unfortunately.
Me too. I say that reluctantly.
Are you about to switch allegiance there?
Listen. I'm on the. I'm,
Tyler.
I'm on the verge. The Bulls are not making it easy on me.
It's not.
And I'm sure they're not making
it easy
on Tyler.
I'm too deep into the Bulls that, like, I don't know if I can.
Who on that team do you owe allegiance to?
That's a fair point.
No one.
It's just
being.
That's a really fair point.
It's just the title of a Bulls fan. I've been a Bulls fan since day one.
I would say this.
I was there when they won the last NBA championship.
If Lonzo was there, I'd feel a lot better about this team.
Yeah.
Oh, but I say day to day, he was the reason for their success.
That being said, what can you get for Caruso? What can you get for Levine? Right. What can you get for Patty Will?
Well, like the one that Patty Will, you're gonna get like a Kit Kat bar. But
at this point,
no, come on,
like,
am I wrong?
I'll be honest with you. I could see a team going, I see potential. Let's see if we can right the ship.
Yeah, Golden State.
I mean, no. I'll guarantee you, Memphis. Guarantee Memphis.
And those are the teams that can make those sacrifices because it's like, okay, we're not too far off. We made the playoffs. Like,
hey, we're getting closer to the return of Ja too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Have
you guys seen his brother?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, his brother's insane.
I think the Bulls are tanking for him. Flipping better.
Listen.
No.
There's some college kids this year that they're going
to
change.
There's one and one only that the Bulls better be tanking for, and they need to tank two more years. And that's Carlos Boozer's kid.
Actually, you can tank for Collier this year, the kid from USC.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because he is, that guy might be the best point guard I'm looking at right now in college. He's a freshman.
Did the Bulls actually have a first-round pick this year?
I can't say that about...
Yeah, they do.
They do. Okay,
I can't say that about Roach this year.
Sorry, buddy.
No, honestly, it's going to be one of those... I'm telling you right now, it's going to...
It's a transition year.
For Duke this year, at least for me, I'm waiting for that, just like last year, that switch to flip.
Oh, yeah.
Because it happened last year. I'm sure it's going to happen this year.
I just need UNC to just ride the ship.
Wow. Okay.
You know what's funny? I'm not even
just
a...
ride the ship.
I'm not even a Nebraska basketball fan, but... They're 7-1.
Oh yes,
by doing good.
By the way, can we just get a quick applause? Thank you, Purdue, for showing us that you still are Purdue.
Okay, forget what I just said. I want UConn Yao.
Oh, UConn Yao.
That kid is dominant. I don't care what anybody says. He comes to the Bulls. They've got a center. You've got a big man.
Yeah, but then it's like Purdue of the North.
I don't care. Trade. You know what? Then trade for Jaden Ivey because he's not even playing in Detroit.
Yeah, what's that about?
They want to play the happens. French kid for some reason. I don't know.
When
they
you
really
draft
like
three guards back to back
that's
to back.
Problem too.
I don't know what the hell that was about.
We're going to be Guard City. No, you're going to be
ball here in Detroit where we're a three-guard system.
Win November. That's what it's all about.
That part made no sense to me. I'm like, okay, you guys drafted Kate Cunningham, great pick. And then the next year they drafted Jaden Ivey. I'm like, okay, sure. Put him at the two, I guess. And then, I don't even know how to say his first name. Asur?
Thompson. Thompson. And then you get Killian Hayes.
It's like, what are you doing?
Guard after guard after guard. And yet, and now Cade Cunningham's going like, I'm getting upset.
Oh, send him down to New Orleans, please.
Listen, man.
We're on a four guard, one center offense.
Zion, that's the whole reason that whole Detroit thing got started. That whole rumor with Detroit and Zion got started because, like, I want to go play with my boy Cade.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like somebody said that there's a rumor that's been, I guess, hanging out in Dallas a lot, so.
Oh, so he can piss off Kyrie?
Well, I guess so he can play with Kyrie and Luka, but yes, also to make Kyrie mad.
Kade goes down there.
He's like, play point guard,
hey,
and I'm
Kyrie,
taller.
Look what I can do.
Although, in fairness, Kyrie can also go, yeah, but look what I can do. Like, I'll give him his props.
I would totally shift Kyrie to the two.
That would be hysterical.
You should. He can't pass.
No.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Nor does he want to.
No. My ball. No, Luca. God. No.
No touch.
Unbelievable.
This is my ball.
So when we come back, we're going to wrap this up here, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, it is winter time. It's cold outside, but there is some hot stove warming up down in Nashville. We talk about it next here on Blow the Whistle on twitch.tv. Sports Town Shy.